Hello, everybody. I decided that I haven't done one of these in a while, so let's go. Still suffering from bronchitis, which sucks, but I think I'm at the last bit of it. I cannot wait for that shit to go away. Anywho, what I actually wanted to talk about was this controversial PC game called Hatred. The only reason I'm talking about it and why I tried playing it is because, sorry, I had to take a drink there. It's because people keep comparing it to Postal. I know mainly the first Postal, which was like a three-quarter view type of game. And I didn't like that game, although at least there was some humor and sarcasm in it. And Postal 2 was a complete satire, despite all the horrible things you could do in the game. Now, the thing is, though, is with Hatred, there is no satire. There is no satire. The soundtrack, the sound, the ambient sounds, they all sound very dark. Let me start from the beginning here. To get it out of the way, I'm going to say that the next school shooting is going to be blamed on this game. I hope there isn't going to be another school shooting. The problem is though, as history tells us, history tends to repeat itself. So, you know, it likely will happen again. However, I have a feeling this game is going to be front and center. Because when I played the game, I mean, the dude's wearing trench coat. He's got long hair. Totally looks like, you know, what the Columbine shooters would look like if they were in their mid-20s. I mean, really. I mean, come on. Like, why would you make this fucking game? I know it has an AO rating. I don't know why, but there's nothing sexual going on. It's just a violent game that's very, very dark. And that's about it. I didn't like it at all, actually. I thought the mechanics were kind of fucked up. Or maybe I just didn't get the controls. That's probably it. If the game is in black and white, I mean, it's really hard to see what's going on. And I had the textures on high. Ultra. And it just didn't deliver in that area. And did I get satisfaction of it? Okay, yeah, I think it's cool to shoot people. You know, if you want to shoot up your neighbor or something like that. The thing is, though, is I mean, in the video game world, of course. Like having that kind of freedom, okay, yeah, it's nice. The thing is I noticed that when it's just that up front, that the novelty wears off even faster. And I mean very fast. Even with Postal 2, when I played it, the novelty wore off eventually. But it wore off after maybe 3 weeks, which is a lot longer than I thought it was going to. I'm actually going to play that game later, because it's funny again. A lot of people will say, well, the stuff that goes on in Postal 2 isn't funny. I like satire and I like really dark humor. I like my humor, I mean, as far deep in the gutter as you can get it. But if you've ever listened to Cross Border Gaming or Retro Function, you'd already know that. Same with these audio boos. Another good example. So, all in all, I think Hatred's a piece of shit. At least Postal had satire and humor. Mix them with the violence, making it a little bit over the top. But this game is just a game for people who like to hurt other people. And again, I can see this game being blamed for the next fucking school shooting. Or whatever rampage will go on. But I don't like the game. I don't like it. I played the game for approximately 15-20 minutes. And that's how fast the novelty wore off. Initially, yeah, that was a little bit of shock value to me, especially seeing how, you know, the crowd or the people around you react, which is actually kind of probably how they would react in real life. But I don't see any fun in this game. I mean, it's fun for a while, and then it's just like, you know what, this is pretty sick, and you know, why am I playing? And literally, towards the end, I literally was saying, why am I playing this? Why the hell am I playing this game? And subsequently, I uninstalled it. So within half an hour of installing the game, I uninstalled it. And I don't know, man. It's just, I don't see what the big whoop is about. I mean, but then again, I'm a sane person or relatively sane person. So I wouldn't find this interesting. The thing is, though, is I know that some dude with some sort of with issues, quote unquote, is going to take that game and use it as an excuse to do it in real life. And unfortunately, it's going to be that one person that's going to ruin it for other people that may actually like the game for, you know, whatever it is that they're doing and they're saying. You know, I can't say that those people don't exist. I have no way to make that claim. But all in all, I don't like the game. I thought it was shitty. And to me personally, I just thought it was crappy mechanically. And I didn't like it that much. I still like Postal 2 better. I stand behind that, and I will continue to play Postal 2 because, you know, Postal 2 is funny. Anywho, what else did I want to talk about here? Oh, yes, my new favorite toy. When I said the Retron 5 was going to be my game console, my next generation gaming console, I fucking meant that. In the last 48 hours, I have spent well over, since Sunday. Oh, shit. We're getting close to, holy fuck. How many hours did I play for on Sunday? About 8 hours, so about 6 hours straight, I played my Retron 5 on Sunday. Why? Because, well, I put in the latest firmware, followed some instructions on YouTube, and loaded an entire ROM library into the SD card. And when you have 800, 900 games you can choose from to play, sorry, I didn't include Genesis. When you have about 1,500 games to choose from to play, I find that like ADD will kick in. Like there isn't, you can play the game only for about 5-10 minutes and be like, okay, next, okay, next, okay, next. And just not know what you actually want to play for, you know, a long period of time. And that's my problem. And but the thing is though, is Sunday I spent so much time playing the games that I can't buy, like Undercover Cops, which is an IRM beat 'em up. That only came out with the Super Famicom and in the arcade in North America, and only came out in arcades. I'm not even sure if that was North America, or if that was Europe. I don't know actually. Sorry, don't mind me. I had this new portable vaporizer, which is a real vaporizer, not like that combustion pen I have, called the X-Vape Max 2. And relatively cheap. Shout out to China for making cool, awesome shit like this that's affordable. Because over here, they charge an arm and a leg for it if it was made here. Anywho, what was I talking about? Oh yeah, Retron 5 and ROM hacks. So the ROM hack works really fucking well. I have not had any mistakes, and I've had maybe only two games not work that were betas. They weren't even real game. They weren't even finished games. And but all the major ones, like including the ones that I own as a physical copy, all play without a fucking hitch. And you're probably saying, "Hey, Master, why the fuck are you talking about it like this? That's piracy." I'm sorry, it's not piracy. These are all games that are not on an eShop. These are all games that are not available as HD mixes or part of a collection. No, these are hard-to-find, obscure fucking games that you have to pay a fucking arm and a leg for to some asshole in the middle of buttfuck nowhere, who then marks it up, fucking gives it to you for way too much, and then is proud of himself and said he did good business for something that shouldn't be costing that much. but people pay it. And that's what jacks these fucking prices up so high. Because some asshole is willing to pay $140, $200, $300 for a fucking game cartridge, which I think is insane. But hey, if you can afford it, you know, all the power to you. But in my case, I can't afford a fucking $200 beat-em-up from Japan. And that's loose. That's without the box instructions and nothing. That doesn't even guarantee you a full label. Shit. 2 months ago, I went to that retro gaming thing out in the east end of Toronto. And even there, somebody wanted fucking $250 for a copy of Dracula X on the Super Nintendo that had a completely torn label. That's insane. And it's because of people like that, these prices are going through the roof. So it's the only other way to play them? You emulate them. In this case, the Retron 5 now allows you to do that. So you can literally connect the SD card now to your Retron 5 that has the entire ROM set in whatever language you want, or region rather. Probably Game Boy Advance would be the biggest one. The Game Boy Advance game library is well over 15 gigs. Believe it or not. And that's zipped. That is zipped up. Sorry, no, not that much. I think it's like 5 or 10 gigs. Either way, it's in the double digits. That much I do know. And I find that really, really, really interesting. Now, of course, I'm not going to load it. Because most of those games are fucking Imagine Babies, Horses, Bratz, you know, Nickelodeon, Nicktoons, you know, all the stuff that you don't want to play. There's probably only about, I'd say 48 to maybe 100 games that I would play out of that entire library, but there's thousands of games on there. I think the library is up to 3,000. Now, the thing is, though, keep in mind, that library includes European releases, one for each European country, UK exclusive games, overseas exclusive games, and the Japanese ROM set, of course. So you got to keep. So there's probably going to be a lot of duplicates in there. But either way, you could load. You can load 3,000 Game Boy Advance games onto your Retron 5, and play. That's insane. And the device now allows you to do that. This gives me even less of a reason to have a fucking PS4. Which by the way, just quickly touch on the X-Bone that's coming out with a 1 terabyte drive. Bravo! I am glad Microsoft is actually going to start pushing the goddamn space boundaries or storage memory boundaries for these consoles. Like, in my opinion, all these consoles should have been released with a 1 terabyte drive. I mean, come on. Can you buy a desktop with less than a terabyte in it now? Well, actually, yeah, probably if you get some of the really cheap ones, you probably can still. But even when then. You know, it's a gaming console. People are buying the games on demand. Why not just give you a terabyte drive in it and you'll be fine? So, again, that maybe brings me one step closer to owning that PlayStation 4 Slim or Super Slim with 1 terabyte drive built into it. But I'm not holding my breath for it. I'm not interested. And as I mentioned to Joel earlier this week, I've gone through this drought before, and I mentioned that on Audioboo several times. It's just, this generation is just like, yeah, you know what, I'm not investing my money into it. Just like after the Super Nintendo, there was nothing I wanted to invest my money into. Because I was still perfectly satisfied with the SNES. And that's what the Xbox 360 and PS4 had become. They've become the Genesis and Super Nintendo of that generation. It's just, I like that better. I don't like the games that are currently coming out, and I don't want to buy a fucking game retail that I gotta then download 4 gigs, you know, of data of. It's like, wait, that's a single layer DVD I'm downloading there, asshole. It's like, what the fuck? You know. Anyways, I've ranted about that enough. Anywho, I'm gonna recharge this thing and watch some more TV shows and then go to sleep. So. As far as retro funging goes, I gotta see what Vic and all of us are gonna do. We wanted to do the Back to the Future countdown. It's the first time I'm gonna mention it. I'm sure they're cool with it. But I'm gonna see if that will actually happen, because that would be fucking awesome. So October 2015. I forgot the exact date. Fuck. So October or September. Anyways, I gotta look it up on them. Anyways, at the end of the summer, the day from Back to the Future 2 arrives. This is a once-in-a-lifetime New Year's Eve, essentially. So we thought we'd treat it as such. And literally have a countdown for the time when Marty, Doc, and his girlfriend, and Marty's girlfriend, all arrive in the future. Although, we don't have hoverboards. We don't have flying cars, thank God, because people can't drive already as it is. Imagine them in flying vehicles. Holy shit, man, we'd have a lot, way more highway fatalities, I'll say that much. Anywho, I got about 3.5 minutes left. So yeah, retro function, I'm going to see what we're going to do, how we're going to be able to record. And, well, still trying to figure that out, so stay tuned. Anyways, until next time, toodles.